So me and my wife are on a pretty extensive road trip this summer. I think that's an understatement. We're playing all 48 states this summer. So we are playing at least one show in all 48 states, all lower 48. If there's anybody from Alaska or Hawaii here, they usually jump up and correct me as soon as I make that statement. But the lower 48, so we got 53 shows in 59 days, which is fun on paper until you actually start driving. It gets pretty crazy. Like the first week, we put almost 10,000 miles on our car. But it was good because it's a rental car. So I don't care about it. And I'm going to give you guys some advice. If you're ever renting a car, make sure you go with Avis. Avis is a quality corporation. Not because they're sponsoring me, but because I am dicking them over so good this tour that I feel like I need to tell you guys to go and support them because of what I'm doing to them financially. So I don't know how it is out here, but back home they have a rule that if you rent a car at an airport and you drop it off at the same airport you rented it from, they'll cut you like insane deals. I guess because they're banking on the business traveler, you know, flying in, renting a car, going to a meeting, going to the Olive Garden, getting a tour of Italy, going back to his house, you know, 15, 20 miles round trip. That's about it. They're not expecting me. So I found out that Avis was running a little deal, and I walked into the front of the airport to my local Avis representative, and I said, I heard y'all running a deal. And they're like, yeah, it's $15 a day to rent a car. And I was like, oh, great. I can pick any car for $15. Like, yeah. I was like, what's the mileage stipulation? They're like, unlimited miles. Oh, really? I'll take a car for 2 months then. Well, what are you going to use the car for, sir? Road trip? So they signed over the car to me, $15 a day for 2 months, unlimited miles. It's awesome. And so I'm a sucker, though, because I fell for, you know, the too good to be true thing before. So I read all the fine print. And the fine print of my contract stated that I have to call in every 30 days and give them the mileage. And they have the option to make me stop at an airport and drop off my car to trade in for another car. But one of the other stipulations that I don't think most people read is if you put 7,500 miles on a rental car, you're responsible for stopping to get an oil change. They'll reimburse you, but you have to get the oil change every 7,500 miles. So I called the guy on day 7, and I was like, hey, man, I'm calling to give you guys the mileage. And they're like, oh, you don't have to call us until June 7th. And I was like, well, it says in the contract I need to call you when I hit 7,500 miles. They're like, yeah, just call us whenever you hit 7,500 miles. I was like, that's what this call is about. And there's no better feeling in your entire life than hearing a customer service representative utter the word shit on a phone call that is being recorded for quality control purposes. It's a glorious feeling. Because I'm the little guy, you know. I'm an independent musician. I'm not on a label. I'm not on any big booking agency or anything. I've never had the big break. I'm used to getting shit on every now and then. So this is like my first time as an adult, like really pulling one over on the man. To give you guys an analogy, the way the car rental business works, I think, is a lot like the buffet restaurant industry. Is they're expecting you to come in and eat one plate of food or be the business traveler that only puts 15 miles a day on a car. That's how they make their money. In this analogy, I'm the guy that is waiting at the door before they open. I come in, I eat about 10 or 11 plates, 4 or 5 desserts, and then I go outside and I get a newspaper. And I sit there and I read a newspaper for a couple hours and let everything digest till about 4:30 when they roll out the dinner buffet. And they start putting out the steak and the ribs and the high-dollar stuff. But I didn't pay for the price increase. I just waited. And they're not going to tell a guy who is still there from lunch that he can't have the dinner buffet. So I go eat 6 or 7 more plates. And then I sit there for the rest of the night and just snack until they're getting ready to close. And then I go to the Chocolate Wonderfall, and I wipe them out of everything. I take the Rice Krispie Treats. I take the strawberries. I take everything. And then I get a couple to-go boxes and take it home. That's what I am to Avis right now. I'm the guy that they're literally having a meeting right now listening to that quality control call and saying, maybe we should switch our our business practices. This guy found a loophole and might be traveling around the country, let's say once a night in every state, telling people about this loophole just in case they go on a road trip. So if you're ever going on a road trip, I recommend Avis. Because they're offering some deals. This song has nothing to do about rental cars. I just thought that was a public service announcement that y'all needed to hear about.